Hi everyone, good morning from Thailand. I am Varaporn and today it is such a blessing and an honor for me to have a chance to share with you guys on the series of hope. Actually, Jeremy has invited me a month ago to share about the topic calling Hope in the Promise of God's Power. Well, I have to confess that back at that time, I am in a very hopeful situation. So it is, not a difficult thing to say yes to Jeremy. I would love to share about that. But you know, just a month later after I say yes, everything just turns out to be so hopeless. I mean, the situation that it used to be hopeful, but at that time, is pretty hopeless today. So, I think God really knows that what's going to happen to me. So, the time that I prepare all the sharing today is ritually the thing that I have to tell myself as well, that I have to really do just what I'm going to share today. From the topic that Jeremy has given me, hope in God's promise of power, I see three keywords coming up from the topic, which is hope, promise, and power. And I'm trying to think of the meaning of each word that I highlighted, hope, promise, and power. What come up to my mind is the English class when I was a child, where the teacher will teach us the grammar, the tenses, and she will use the timeline, writing that past, present, and future to explain the tense. And when it comes to the perfect tense, which is very different from, Thai language, she used the timeline and saying that the perfect tense is the situation that this kind of thing already happened in the past and it just keep happening until the present, and it has a tendency to happen again in the future. Hope is not something that never happened. I think we used to have hope in our life, so I think in the timeline of our life, from the starting point to the end of this life, we have a lot of hope situations happen. The hope that's already happened in the past, already achieved in the past, I call it a testimony. It is the hope that we used to have and it's done. And when I think about the hope in the future that haven't come yet, I think of the word promise. To move from the state of hope to the state of testimony, or the state of hope to the state of promise in the future, there has to be a bridge, a powerful bridge to link between two times, the time that is the things haven't seen yet and the time the things gonna come in the future. The bridge that gonna link between two different times is the power. The power could make the hope and the promise run together smoothly. I'm trying to search the number of promises in the Bible, and I found that there are more than 7,487 promises that have been written in the Bible, which is a promise that God gave to human being. And I think during the life here on earth, God really knows that we need to put our hope in His promises, because the life here on earth is not that easy. And I see it as a spiritual journey. I see it as a process, as a pathway that we have to walk, the straight way, the narrow way, as it quoted in the Bible. And I think about each of us life, in the beginning point when we was born to the ending point that we're gonna go to stay with God and when Jesus come. And in these journeys, we're gonna have many seasons in life, many situations, many hopes. So hope is kind of like a small pieces that just come up together and knit together during our life from the beginning to the end. So that's why we still have to hang on hope for the rest of our life, because the life here on earth is not permanent and is not the end. The finishing line of our life or the true destination is far beyond this earth. So how can we keep rocking and running the race of life in this earth with a hope in God? I have three things that help me a lot when I feel that I lose hope. The first thing is something about the past. I will remember what God has done in the past in my life. In the First Chronicles 16:12, saying that, remember his wonderful deeds which he has done, his marvels and the judgments from his mouth. It is a good thing for me to remember the testimonies of my life, to remember the experiences that I have, the things that God had already done and make it beautiful in the past of my life. This kind of thing is providing me a glimpse of hope to what I am waiting up on today. And next, about the present. At the present, I have to know who God is, who He is. He is my Father, He is my friend, He is my helper, He is my King, He is my salvation, He is a loving God. He loves me, He will help me, He protects me, and He has a great plan for me. To meditate who He is at the present really helped me to know that He is a great God. He is good and good all the time. As Romans 4:21 saying that, being fully assured that what God has promised, He was able to perform. God is able. I have to meditate who He is at the present to have a glimpse of hope in my hopelessness. And next, to look at the future, I have to trust in Him who has always holds the future. As Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. To surrender, to give it all to God, to just, I won't hold on to the future by my own hands, but just give it to the mighty hands of God. And these three things, to remember the past, to know who He is at the present, and to put a trust in the futures to come in His hand, really cover the timeline of my life in the past, in the present, in the future, in Him. And these things really give me a hope to carry on. Well, as I share that I think of my life and our life as a journey, so I think about myself as a car, and when I go for a trip in a journey, I have to fill in the fuel to the car for it to keep running along the journey. And the power or the fuel that's gonna make the car keeps running cannot come from the car itself. It has to come from something outside the car. I have to go to the gas station to fill in the power. And so as our life to have a hope during the journey of life, we really need the power. And I think of two sources of power that really helped me in the times of my life. The first is the power from His words. From John 1:1-4, saying that, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God at the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." From this verse, I think of the words as Jesus. And the words is something that has been written in the Bible. It's a truth, and it is Jesus. Well, I would like to share a little bit of my life right now. As I told you all in the beginning that in the previous month, I am in a very hopeful situation. Because in these 3 months, I keep applying for a job. After I will finish my contract in my present job in December. So I'm planning to apply for the next job to come. And there are 4 universities that I've already sent the application, and they called me to have an interview in the past 3 months. And I always ask Su and Priyas and Jing Jing and everyone in the class to pray for me. And you are all so lovely. You are all always pray to me and ask me about the job things. And I have to say that I have been rejected all 4 jobs in a row. In the previous month, the last job that I applied for is a very, very good university. And it is very positive. It seems like I have a chance to get a job. It is very positive. But, just around 2 weeks earlier, they rejected me again. And I was like, oh God, it is 4 jobs already. And it is so hopeless. So, it is true that in that state of disappointment, there are 2 voices come up into my head. The first series of voices is the lies from the enemy. Well, I've heard the verse saying to me that I am a loser and I'm not good enough, and they just don't like my personality. They just don't like me. And I have to stuck in the job that I am suffering forever. And I couldn't get the job that I love. And I won't ever, never, ever apply for any schools or universities again. And I even question that it's not God's calling for me to work with a young generation. I just misunderstand and misheard it. And when I meditate all the lies that come up to my head, I foresee the worst case scenario of my life, and it's very depressing. And I was just don't want to get up, don't want to talk to people, don't want to eat, and just feel like so self-pity, self-hatred, so feel like I'm worthless, I'm not good enough. And these kind of lies come and haunted me when I choose to meditate it in my head. And with the grace of God, there are other voices comes for me to give me a free will to make a decision to meditate it as well. And I call it is the truth. Well, what the truth or the words of Jesus talked to me is that for he knows the plan that he has for me, the plans that's going to prosper me and not to harm me, the plans that going to give me hope and future. And the truth, like, God have created me in my master womb and he know me so well, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And the truth, like, I am precious, I am honored in God's sight, and he loves me unconditionally. It is in Isaiah. And another verse, like, be determined and courageous, because he who goes with me is God, and he will never ever fail me or abandon me. And the last one is very beautiful too. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Yes, this is also the words as well, the voice, one voice as well. And when I choose to meditate these truths, the truth really set me free. I feel so released. I see a huge difference for meditating the lines and meditating the truth. It was like, I feel that I'm healed. I feel that I'm comforted. I feel that I'm loved. I feel that it's going to be better. I feel that I am in a good hands. And I feel that God just give me peace, give me, like, release me and calm my nerves and everything. It is such a big difference. So I think this is a power from the words that really, really set me free from the lies. And his words just returned me back to a good state like today. Again, I am much happier and much, like, calmer and have a lot of peace here. So, where are his words from? Well, his words from Bible. I read Bible, and his words are from my beloved sister, my beloved friends too. When I talk to a lot of sisters in Christ, they will just give me an encouragement which is from the words. And sometimes the words come from the sermon, comes from the songs, and sometimes comes from the creation. Like, I see the mountain, I see him as a rock. When I see the skies, I see his hands in the sky. When I see the rainbow, I see his promise in the rainbow. And this is because of the storehouse in my heart, in my head, that I have collected a lot of, like, verse in the past in here. So when it's time to use, the verse is like a sword, like in Ephesians, to just beat it up, the lies of the enemy. And I call it the power of his words. And the second one is the power from his spirit. In Romans 15:13, saying that, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, when I think of the power of Holy Spirit, I think of the gentle wind, the sweet wind that just come inside me and make me feel released and make me feel comfortable. And this is what the experience that I have when I encounter the power of Holy Spirit. To think about the power of mankind or power from human, we all have a power as well. We have a money power, we have an education power, we have a reputation power, we have a physical power. Well, mankind has a power as well. And many times that we have clinged on to our power in order to have hope in the future. And many times we think that this kind of powers that we have is our power. It is what we have created. It is what we own. And we just hold on to this power to have hope in the future. But, you know, our power is limited. If one day is that we lose the power that we have, we haven't got a good health, we haven't got education, we haven't got reputation, we haven't got money, we haven't got relationship, we haven't got anything. So, where does my help come from? Where does my hope come from? It is such a big question that when we are in the state of nothing, we have nothing, we are powerless. So where is the power gonna come from? And the answer for me is the power of God, the power of His Spirit that has already given to us. His Spirit is in us. So the power of Him is in us. It is just us to ask for Him, to see Him, to notice the power that He has already given me, given to us, inside us, the power of Holy Spirit. And I'm sure that many of you had an experience of like the mysterious joy that just come up in our heart. We just feel our heart just like warm at heart. It just happened. And when we maybe sometime when we calm down or listen to worship music or when we worship, we just feel like there's some power just pop up inside our life. And we know that that power is not from us. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit that He gives to us. So how could we gain the power of the Holy Spirit? Well, when I was in a hopelessness, the things that I love the most is to go to a garden. I will call the special time that I have spent with God as a garden. I imagine like me and Him in a garden, a lot of tree, a lot of like good smell flower and a breeze, a wind and a little bit of sunshine. And I call that is a secret garden of intimacy between me and God. And it is the garden that I would be myself. I would just reveal all of who I am to Him. Well, in that garden, it would be the place where I pray, when I speak to Him, everything inside my heart. When I sing worship songs, sometimes I would just open the background music and I would just pray and talk to Him. Sometimes I just lay down and just sing a little and talk to Him. In sometimes that I am so not in a good state, I was just crying out, and sometimes I just shout and I just talk to Him, why Lord, why, or something like that. And when I receive something, when I know that He has given me something, the garden will be the place of salvation. I will praise. I will just, oh Lord, it is You. Oh, I love You, Lord. It will be just a very, very personal garden that I have with Him. And I know that this garden really gave me the power of His Spirit. And I really it love to be in this garden when I am in the hopelessness. This garden could be in my own room or in the car or maybe just in the nature, maybe just during my exercise, during my running. And I think everyone can create it, our own garden, or maybe other people wouldn't be garden. You might be a liver or maybe a games room or anything. It's up to the place that you love to be with God. Well, this thing used to be a very weird thing in the past. I mean, when I didn't know God, I think that when we pray and we just talk to ourselves, we seem like a little bit like crazy people. Why we speak alone when we speak to ourselves? But right now, when I really like believe that it's not me speaking alone, it is me speaking to Him, and it is like a two-way conversation because He talk back to me sometimes with a conviction in my heart. Sometimes it is the word that comes in the book or in the Bible. Sometimes it's the words that come in the song, and sometimes it's just a feeling that comes inside my heart. And I know that I'm not alone in a secret garden with God. And this is a place that I could gain the power of His Spirit. And sometimes to gain the power of His Spirit, I fast, and sometimes I do a journal like David, like write a lot of praises in Psalms. I try to copy him, like to write my experiences and my words to God in my journal. And sometimes I cry out like Hannah when she wants to have a child. I just sometimes like an hour just God, God, and cry and cry. And after that, I get comfort. I get mysterious power from the Holy Spirit. And yeah, and this is the other source of the power. So today, it is two sources of power: to see God's promise and to have hope in His promise. The power from His words and the power from His Spirit. And yes, I thank you today for you all to give me a chance to share this message. May I pray together with you guys in the end. Well, let's pray together. Dear Father, Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God. We thank you that you are omnipotent God, the God who is powerful. You can do everything in your time. And we are here to confess that our power is limited. And of the power that we have is not ours, but it's all yours. So today we pray to you that you will keep filling up your power upon our life. We pray that every time that we meditate your words, we'll gain the power from your words that will come and transform us and give us hope. And I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit who has already within us, we do a great thing, much more than we could ever think of. I pray for a miraculous power of Holy Spirit inside us. When we pray to you, when we ask from you, when we spend time with you, that you will fill us up with your power. And this power with you will help us to carry on the race of our life. We fill ourselves with the power until the day that your promise has come, and we will praise you and we will bless your name. Lord, we thank you for you who is the God in our life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, see you next time. Goodbye.